throughout this third Hallelujah, inanimate objects praise God. The stars, the hail, the snow, many inanimate objects praise God in this third Hallelujah. And of course the question is, how can inanimate object praise God? How can we call and ask inanimate objects to praise God? So one approach is in the Radak. The Radak says, Ve'inyan halalu eino mitzaveh, elakilu amar lohem ner lahalel. That this idea when we're saying to praise, it's not a command. Rather, we're saying it would be fitting for these inanimate objects, for all existence, to praise God, because God created it. The Meiri explains that the command for these inanimate objects to praise God is used to indicate permanence. In other words, they always do what they should be doing. These inanimate objects that follow nature, in a sense, is a demonstration that they are praising God. So we have two different explanations. Either it's fit for them to praise God, or simply when anything follows the rules of nature, in a sense, they are demonstrating God's power.